So finally, more action here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. Sample roasting again. Got three very promising, amazing coffees from Third World Coffee Source, Guatemalan, Antiguan coffees. One already done. Haven't been roasting for quite some time now. But the Hot Top Coffee Roaster, fully manual coffee roaster, is helping me along the way. And I've done one roast already. 215 grams, yielded 181 grams. What's exciting is I've been to the Scott Rio talk about a month ago now and got his book as well. And just fine-tuning little things that I picked up, big things actually that I picked up while assisting to his talk, which was at Proof Rock coffee shop in EC1 London, and the book as well, read it twice already. So exciting to get back to some sample roasting after having listened to Scott and read his book twice. There's so much to pick up, and hope I'm going to put all this into action here. The first roast looks great. Beans kind of took quite a long time to really pick up momentum and just get going at first, but it was all really exciting stuff. So now the machine that you can hear in the background is when it was cooling down, and now it's heating up again. This machine is electrically driven, and so quite a nice little sample roaster, strobe home roaster. Read all about it on coffeemumbojumbo.com. Reviewed it extensively at the back end of last year when I first got it to review, and been having a lot of fun and a lot of nice roasts with it since then. So the next roast, which is waiting to go in once the machine has the roaster has picked up enough heat, is another Third World Coffee Source Guatemalan San Martin La Pendiente. This is a red catuai, Arabica varietal. I got 199 grams here. Now, this particular roaster does take 250 grams, but I tell you what, the optimum that this machine works best at for me, that's kind of my experiments, is 200 grams. So I always try and get samples that are around about 200 grams. Had a look through the green beans. There was just one or two to be picked out, which were a bit damaged, but a really nice set of green beans that I've got here to work with. So I'm going to let this machine do its job, heat up, and then check back in with you. Maybe a little bit during the roast if I'm not too excited. I've got to really watch the heat going up and the curve going up like a hawk and adjust what you need to adjust here, primarily heat temperature. I've only got one probe, which is a bit limiting, but now let's ignore this beep now. It tells me at 75°C that I should load the beans down the chute, but of course I'm not going to do this. You can override this. Just got to kind of bear the beeping sound, and then I'll actually drop them in at 130. Now, you can't take that 130 and transfer it to kind of a big drum. Well, this is a drum roaster, but not a big roaster, because it just works differently. But as long as you know what you're doing, it's fine. It's kind of quite annoying when it bleeps at you. It does that for about 4 or 5 seconds, and then it stops. It has stopped, which is great. Okay, I'm going to concentrate a bit more. Got it all here set up, just waiting for the right temperature to put them in down the chute and into the drum. What's great about this roaster is that you can release the beans anytime you want. So it gives you a lot of control, actually, for a little contraption like this. And the footprint is tiny, doesn't weigh much either, so it's actually a great sample roaster and a good home roaster. So, check back in when I'm actually ready to put them down the chute. So I'm ready to drop them in. Down the chute they go, into the drum. Here we go, they're all in. Timer is on. And now, flame is on 100. Now we're just gonna wait, they're gonna drop now, because the beans themselves are cooler and the drum temperature is hotter, so the drum temperature kind of comes down quite far, and I'm going to keep track of it all and check back in when more exciting things are happening. So at 1 minute 18 they turned, they kind of bottom out, they went all the way down, and now they're picking up and they're coming back up. So now it's kind of interesting to keep track every 30 seconds on my graph and just monitor the temperature, the environmental temperature I've got in my roasting chamber in the drum. I'm quite used to that at the moment. I've got some good results with that. I'm quite used to just having that one temperature probe. Of course, it's not ideal, but it's a bit difficult to kind of put another probe into the hot tub. Just scratching my head really as to how to do it, and I haven't found a good solution yet. So I pretty know what it's doing with that, and following the graph with beady eyes and doing my adjustments as I go along. Now the flame is still at 100%, and we're just going to track along, and it just picks up speed quite nicely at the moment. It's really quite important that you have a plan before you start roasting as to when you really want to drop the beans, and kind of make sure that the kind of bean development time is probably the wrong term, because they're developing all the way from dropping them in all the way to dropping them out. But that kind of the last third of your roasting time, total time, is just after first crack or from first crack onwards. So we'll kind of try and pick up first crack when it happens. And I think it's going to happen around about 9 minutes or so. These beans are kind of moving a bit faster than the previous beans. The previous beans kind of bottom out really low and took up quite a lot of time to pick up heat and speed and absorb all the heat that's been given to them. And these beans are fantastic little things because they absorb the heat, and then they come to a certain moment where it's kind of the exothermic phase where they also expel the heat that they've kind of soaked up. And then you've got to be careful and just reduce the heat that you're putting in, your input. So it's all kind of very exciting, and the beautiful smells that are happening at the same time are, quite fantastic and exciting. But got to keep an eye now. So we are at cinnamon stage now, 7 minutes 43 into the roast. I'm at 170°C, but you've got to ignore all these figures really, because they're very precise for this roaster. They don't mean anything for any other roaster. But I know that now it's kind of getting to a stage where I've got to just pay a bit more attention and maybe reduce the input of the temperature. I'm still at 100. But yeah, I've just got to pay attention here. So 8 minutes. So now we're in full first crack. I don't know if you can hear it. Cracking away nicely, reducing temperature. Of course, just at first crack, there's another kind of endothermic, where because it releases a lot of moisture, so it kind of cools down a little bit, so you mustn't reduce heat too much at that stage. But then, when it's in full first crack, you can go down. Beautiful smell coming up. Now, I, on this particular machine, cannot play with airflow either, so I'm just at the chute, there's a lid, and I can just open that lid and let the smoke come out of there so that it doesn't get too smoky for the in the chamber and for the beans themselves. So you've got to just apply your wisdom with that particular machine, because it's quite limiting, but yet it's fun. You can kind of yield a lot of good results. So far, I've really been yielding good results with that machine. So since first crack, we're a minute 40. Just gonna head for this 2 minute. I'm gonna check back in when I'm releasing them. So 2 minutes 15, first crack is done. One little crack there, but I'm gonna release now, and down they come. Ah, how exciting is that? They look a treat. So there's a lovely tray here. The hot tub has a tray, and from the chute they just come down into the tray, the fan goes on, and they revolve around, and they just cool down. Actually, there's a timer coming down 5 minutes, but in about 3 minutes, they're actually cool. What I sometimes also do is I just take that tray off, and I use my my Hoover, and I just kind of suck out all the hot air, which I'm going to do now, which is quite noisy, so I'm going to put you on pause again here. So the Guatemalan San Martin La Pendiente Red Catoí still in the cooling tray, but looking really nice. Just touching it, still a bit too warm. It should come down to kind of 36°C and easy to hold, but it's almost there, and we're not even 3 minutes in, so it's quite good. But I did take the tray off and just suck with my Hoover some of the hot air out, but this third wave coffee source coffee looks a treat, and I can't wait to then also cup it a bit later. First, you've got to go onto the scales and see how much it actually yielded. Of course, it loses weight when it's been roasted.